Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
I often find, going up and down the country, I work up and down the country at various places. The thing, and I am certain other people will have mentioned this before, is when, you know, one of the great comforts when you're away from home is, of course, going to a restaurant or, you know, just sitting out on your own, on the phone, having something to eat. And it's people who come up after you've ordered, you've got the food, and normally mid-mouthful, they go, "Is everything all right for you?"
Oh, yeah.
You know, just when you want to go, spit it out and go, "Yes, thank you very much." And I was at a place in Liverpool. Yeah. I mean, it was like a fantastic Turkish restaurant. And unfortunately, I was sat right on the corner. So every fucking waiter that came via this little corner area, "Everything all right for you?" It's like, how many more times? Yes, I ordered the food. I saw it on the menu. I ordered it. It has been delivered to me pretty much what I expected. And now I'm eating it. What's the other thing I'm supposed to be? If I've got a problem, I will ask for it, you know.
Yeah, if they come to me and ask me and I'm mid-mouthful, I would just turn around and open my mouth and just show them the food.
The other thing about that is the too many words. You know, sometimes if you're at a hotel in the morning, and it's not, I hasten to say with both these things, it is not the staff's fault. You know, they are told
they have to do this. That's what I was going to say. When it's like a family restaurant, and you can see the person kind of cares that you're enjoying the food. I don't mind it so much, but it's just some 19-year-old who's just wandered up with no sense of whether it's appropriate or not. "Are you enjoying your food?" You don't give a shit. You do not give a shit whether I'm enjoying my food or not.
What about the other thing which they do, which is too many words? "So is everything all right for yourself here today, sir, for yourself?"
Yourself.
"I've got your..."
Oh, God, yourself really pisses me off.
"Here's the bread roll for
yourself."
"Got
some bread roll for yourself? Is there anything else for yourself that we could get for yourself?" "Yourself?" You're like, fucking stop saying yourself.
It's for yourself, no.
It's a polite thing.
Noughties, isn't it, yourself?
I don't know about yourself. I've not noticed it.
Of a morning in the hotel quite often, you know, "And have you had breakfast with us before for yourself, sir?" And you go, "Well, do you know how it works?" "Well, let me guess. That's a load of hot stuff over there."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
"There's your cereals for yourself, sir. There's your jams for yourself, sir." Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, you're not presenting breakfast radio, mate. You're working in a fucking Holiday Inn.
Yeah, so let me guess how it works. I'm going to take a plate and go up there, you know.
I reckon I've got this.
It's that sort of... Yeah.
How about you just leave me to my own devices, and should I come unstuck, I know where you are.
Yeah. Particularly first thing in the morning where you don't want to talk to anyone anyway.
Yourself. But, man.
So yourself. "Is everything all right for yourself, sir?"
I have to say, I've luckily managed to escape that. That sounds absolutely...
That's not happened to yourself,
traumatic.
No.
It's not happened to myself, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you for yourself asking that.
Now it's been pointed out, you will notice it more.
Oh yeah. It's a terrible faux polite corporate.
Yeah. Just like, hey, thing. We're pretty cool here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something else I also want to talk, which is also about kind of, you know, overly talking. I don't know where I live. I sort of grew up in the suburbs, London suburbs, and I now live in the Watford suburbs. And it's sort of a charming thing, but it's so British, which, you know, very often I take my dog for a walk, and it's such a British thing, which I always call end with a laugh. End with a laugh.
I definitely do this.
You know what I mean? So you meet someone and they'll be sort of, you have a brief chat, but yeah, all right, yeah, oh yeah, I saw you. Well, I saw you in the pub the other day, blah, blah, blah. Oh yes, did you see, Wolves last night, whatever. And at the end, it's obligatory in this country. It should be in the Magna Carta that you end with a kind of da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's sort of, have a nice day. I'll try. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know? It's lovely. Well, the weather's nice. Not if it starts snowing. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You're all right. Bye-bye. I'm right, mate. It's the rest of them.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, should be a nice day tomorrow. Not if Mr. Putin's got anything to do it. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's like, don't please, the stress of having to finish with a line. You know, oh, God.
Leave on a laugh, yeah.
Always leave on a laugh. It's unbearable and it's really spectacularly unfunny. See you later. Have a nice day. Not if someone ruins it. Oh, fuck off. And it's worse if you've left with a laugh and then unfortunately you bump into them again.
Supermarket
or something. Gotta do the shopping. I don't know, that's where the money goes. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, God. And you creep round the corner. Oh, fuck, he's buying some bog roll. Hello. Oh, bog roll. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my God. The pressure.
Oh, yes. No. And the trick is, I don't know if you know this, this is a little life hack, but I would add to that, Alex, that what you also have to do is when you're saying goodbye, and it is also obligatory, is you have to reference something that was earlier in the chat. Yes. So say you go like, oh, you know, what are you doing? I'm going to buy a toilet roll. Oh, okay, right. And then, so what have you been up to recently? And the chat moves on. Then it's goodbye, and someone go, good luck with the toilet roll. Good luck with the toilet roll. I hope you find the toilet roll.
The supermarket is definitely the worst, because the likelihood bumping into them again and having to do that.
Funny enough, my wife, and she'll kill me when she hears this back, but I mean, yesterday we've both joined. This is very middle-aged. We just joined the David Lloyd gym.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, my God. What a treat. I live in North London, it is so bloody expensive, the two of us. But we've got this spa retreat at ours, which is like the luxury spa.
Lovely.
So you get the horrible exercise done.
That's my dream.
I do it double quick.
That's my
dream. Because all you're thinking is, if I can just get this done, half an hour on this treadmill, whatever, pump a bit of iron. Get in the steam room. It's bloody lovely, and you kind of have that to look forward to. But unfortunately, yesterday we were both stood outside the steam room, and she left the fucking door open as she was hanging up our towels. And I was saying, "Oh, you got, put the towels." Yeah, and I said, "Well, you left the door open." And with that, a bloke came and slammed the door.
Uh-oh.
And we went in there, and then there was a sort of a lot of polite. I'm sorry, left the door, left the door open. And then he went, "I'll forgive you. Not a black mark this time." And I was like, "All right, it's done. It's done. Let's stop joking about the steam." Okay, I believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
But also, a steamless steam room is one of the most pointless waste of time. You sit there and go like, is this thing broken? Because they're quite often out of service, aren't they, steam rooms?
Oh,
of all of the things.
Very good shout.
Steam room not working today. It's like,
There's always that. But this one, you spend so much money on the David Lloyd, that would be unforgivable. For that to not work. I mean,
a you probably know him, Alex, Julian Dean.
Yeah, I know Julian.
He's obsessed with David Lloyd.
Oh, mate.
He practically lives, I mean, he gets his money worth, doesn't he?
Yeah, totally. He loves it. It's his favourite place in the world.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
When I've spent time up in Edinburgh, there's a hotel up there called the Sheraton, and they have got they've got about 8 different heat treatments, and it's like a hammock, a steam room. There's ones I've never even heard of.
Hamas are there. I mean, that does not sound welcoming. I'm not going to that one. That sounds very dangerous.
And that's the one where it's got like the cold shower that you put on your feet while you're in there. Is that what I'm thinking of? It's like a
you're just sitting there trying to enjoy your spa day, and then suddenly you look up, they're hang gliding in. It's like, I'm trying to relax here.
Well, the worst thing is yesterday when we came back from it, she said, I don't really like going to that hydro pool. There's lots of blokes in there looking at girls' arses. And I went, oh, yeah, like, yeah, of course. It's had terrible, disgusting, isn't it? Who'd do that sort of thing? And I said, well, this is really shameful. I said, well, you know, some of them like to show off their arses because they wear those bikini bottoms that just go up the crack there. And she went, how do you know? And I went, someone told me.
Alex, you should have said, I don't know, it's just a bit of a rumour.
Good night. But it is lovely. Unfortunately, there is a guy at the one I go to. You get in that hydro pool, and it's so lovely and bubbly and all that. Mm. You're thinking, I did at least.
I wish I was.
It's lovely. And there's a guy who comes, and there's something clearly different about him, but he likes to do thumbs up to everyone. Hey. And I'm like, that's amazing. No, come on, I'm relaxing.
Are you sure it's not Paul? Are you sure? I can absolutely see that.
I am absolutely all over sauna chat. You know, like going in, bloody hell, it's hot in here. It's like a bloody sauna in here. Of that sort of thing. I will start the conversation as soon as it's humanly possible in a sauna scenario.
I don't want to do that.
Sorry, mate. I am the sort of person you hate. And I tell you what, David Lloyd, lot of yourself type people in there, isn't there? Like that is yourself, very much so, central.
Yeah, there's a lot of yourself. Yeah, there's a lot of you know.
So you've got to towel for yourself. Get in. There's a lot of that.
But I tell you what, there is a lot of there is sort of business type people, and I work in the arts. I can't be expected to understand about business. They're in there, and I said to the guy, I've just joined or something. I was saying stuff like the actor-y stuff, like, oh God, it's like a cocoon in here. It really feels. I love it in the steam room. And he went, yeah, I mean the place. I mean, it used to be owned, but I think Green King used to own it for a while. PLC, and then a consortium took it. I don't know what you're saying. I'm an actor. I'm literally no one. A consortium came in, and I think what you find is, it's like
I've just come in here to get a bit of colour in my face.
Repeating consortium back to you is the first time I've ever said consortium. I don't want to ever say it again.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hideous.
No. There's a lot of consortium talk. And yeah, I mean, what they do, I mean, basically what you find is they floated it about 2012. And some venture capitalists. I'm like, all you're saying, I don't understand. But of course, yes, I nodded. Absolutely. And yeah, that's right.
And then you left and said, good luck with the consortium.
see you soon. If I could through the mist. Oh, God.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
it's not for me, really. It's not for me. It's for consortium types.
Yes, yeah.
And the other thing I really wanted to just quit, if we've got time,
always.
Oh, my God. VAR.
Fucking hell, this is a good shout. Talk to me.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
And I don't care. Anyone who defends VAR...
It can't
bear
be anyone.
There is a lot more of them now. People are saying they like the drama. They, you know,
people in this world will just trot out any old shit they've half heard on the tube or something. So they go, you know, I think in terms of accuracy, it's the same thing as the consortium.
It is, yeah.
I hate this guy. What is the point? Why do you go to football? For the thrills, the spills. Who cares if it is 100% accurate? If that's what you want, play FIFA on your computer. it is a human endeavour played by human beings. Yeah, and even then. But, you know, what's the point? Who gives a shit whether it was really offside or not? If it's really down to a toenail's difference, who cares? Isn't the point that you enjoy the spectacle? Don't play into the hands of this bollocks.
Well, can I?
Yeah, well, you know, strictly speaking...
No, go on, Alex, go on.
Go on.
The thing is, I agreed with you, right, when you brought it up.
Yes.
However...
Yes, go on.
Yes, it is human error and all of that, and that. I mean, you could argue that's part of the game. However, I think there's too much at stake. There's too much at stake, and I think that if there was something that told you, kind of immediately, whether it was in fact over the line or not, then that would be fine. The problem I have. The reason that I am still with you and think that VAR is total bollocks is that it's still down to human decision. Wait, that
yes,
makes
it
no
is.
Fucking sense. You're pausing the game and then having people that basically don't know whether it's crossed the line, don't know whether it was a foul or not. It's that to me.
That's right.
I can't believe that has gone through a process where a board of people have gone, let's go with that.
Okay.
That will be better than what it was. It's fucking mental. I don't watch Premiership football anymore, Champions League, any of that. I just watch
because
QPR.
No.
But it was on Amazon the other day, and I turned it on, and I thought, oh my God, this is new. Football on streaming. This is the future. This is the way it's going. So I turned it on. It was half time, and Thierry Henry and Shearer and someone else for 15 minutes... talked about not football, but VAR. And I thought, this is fuck. I'm never, ever watching football ever again. Unless it's QPR. It's torture. Sorry.
Sean, when you say there's too much at stake.
There is too much at stake.
What do you give a shit about what's at stake? Do you know what's at stake? Is my enjoyment.
The absolutely hilarious Alex Lowe. I could have listened to him all day. But you may know him as Clinton Baptiste. That's the character he does. Absolutely hilarious. He will be on tour from the 28th of March with his new show, Roller Coaster. Go and get tickets now. That is a very, very funny man at ClintonBaptiste.com.
Yeah, do go and see him. He's absolutely fantastic. And... I've got something to tell you. If you've been sitting on the fence about joining the Patreon, if you are, you know, a regular listener and you're enjoying these, they are now doing a free trial. You can sign up for, Mikey, is it 7 days?
Yep, 7 days free.
You get a 7-day free trial, so you could sort of get on there, see what it's all about, and then if you like it, you can sort of become a full Patreon. So there's never been a better time to do this. Go to patreon.com/WUYN and sign up for a free trial today. We do a feature-length episode every Monday morning. There is a huge back catalogue of episodes that you can get stuck into, and
You can now do that on a free trial basis. I don't know how long they're doing that for, so I would sort of get on with that if you are...
It's
you
free!
Know, umming and ahhing. I know, it's ridiculous. What's it's free now?
Hell. I don't understand.
Get over there, patreon.com/WUIN. See what it's all about, and then if you like it, you can become a full member. And if you don't, you can, you know, just go back to what you were doing before. But, you know, while it is there, do take advantage of the free trial. Go to patreon.com/WUYN.